Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We speak of the shift so often, and it's becoming more personal. We can speak of those things which are planetary, which we will. We can talk about the issues that you face. But the shift and what we have called this, the time when planet Earth has the opportunity to pull itself out of that which it always was, that is personal. It has to be. The shift of humanity, the evolution, the things that we speak of time and time again, comes right down to every single human heart. The message that we give about the personal human being is probably the most difficult ones to understand, because it's you. Every single one in this room, born, raised, lived in an older paradigm. As we start to reveal new paradigms of the planet, human behavior, it's almost like it's isolated from what you know. There are those who will hear these messages and leave, roll their eyes and say, it's not for me, it's crazy. Can't happen. Because you've been trained into an old paradigm that is your survival and your existence. And it's what you know. These are the issues of the day. How do you get out of the box that you love so much? And you say, well, Kryon, I don't really love this box. I'm here sitting here because I'd like to get out of it. Oh, really? I think you want to open the door and scamper out and feel the sunshine and run right back in. The box that you've come in is the box you were trained in. The box of reality that you walk around with and all of the things you do and you know, including the interaction you have with others, what you eat, where you go, what you say, it all comes from training. Right out of the womb. Right, wrong, appropriate, not appropriate, works, doesn't. And it's etched into the brain. And all those pathways in the brain, they come together in a confluence of something we call survival. That is how you act in order to move from one place to another. And then suddenly, you start to realize that the box is very small, that God is bigger, and that it's not another box you get into of belief, like some would say. You tear away the walls, and then you see the concept that we have been giving you for 28 years, that the reality of you on this planet is that you're not an accident, you're not one of the animals. There's not a dysfunctional deity you have to worship who loves you so much that that deity will send you to burn in a place if you don't do something right or wear the certain thing. That instead, the box comes away and you realize you're here on purpose, and that the creative source, not the God name, the creative source, is inside you. You start to understand the parent and the child relationship, although it's not that way at all. The human being of you, the corporealness of you, the brain of you, all that human stuff that has free choice and will develop on its own, the consciousness while you're here, but the soul is equal to God. The soul is part of the collective creative source of the universe and the multiverses beyond them. It's inside you. And so all you are now learning is not how to go capture something that you never have seen, or how to go somewhere and get something, or how many steps to climb. Oh no. Instead, it's the realization that it's always been there, surrounded by your box. The box of survival is the box of belief or unbelief. And as you start to dissolve that box, you start to understand you're worthy. You belong. There's a plan. And in this day and age, old soul, you are tired of all of that is here on this planet. I'll tell you something. All the prophecy you've ever had was the fact that this was going to be the last time. Because the prophecy said that once again, the earth would destroy itself, civilization would come to that point with the weapons that were good enough to wipe it all out, and you were going to do it again. And so literally, that which you are was programmed for doom. And in that, you were saying, okay, it's the last time, fine, I'm not coming back. That's the box of survival, even the esoteric box. Do you see? When you come back, there's a renewal, dear ones. You awaken in this planet in a new energy with new light. You remember things you've never remembered before. You're wiser. You're not going to make the same mistakes. You're young again. Why would you ever turn this down? It's time to live like a human as it was designed to be. Not the way it's been, where all you can do is war and hate. Again, I sat in front of an audience in Israel who yet again came to see me and hear words they've wanted to hear. And even after the words were spoken, they would leave and say, impossible. The situation is the situation. The hate is the hate. The boxes are the boxes. And you can give them as much hope as you want to. But dear ones, that is what the survival training has been. And they've got to dissolve that box on both sides and reboot. Away from what has happened in the past and a focus on what is going to happen in the future. What's happened to you in the past? How does it affect how you feel about you, your future, your country's future, your children's future? And I'll tell you, it's biased because you're still in the box. I want to tell you about accessibility. Maybe you don't understand it. Maybe you don't. Your box says that if you're going to have accessibility to the creative source, to the God of creation, to anything, you're going to have to find a door and open it. Some of you are here. This is the door. Maybe this is the door. Maybe there's another door. Maybe the church is the door. It's different for everyone. But you're looking for a door. That, my dear friends, is an old paradigm that does not exist. There is no door. Instead, the new paradigm is to dissolve the walls inside each one of you. Don't look for another door. Accessibility to everything you ever wanted, for your heart, for your body, for your family, for your country, is a change of paradigm. Don't look for another God. Find the one that's always been there inside you and understand it's correct, it's worthy, it's appropriate, no matter what you've been told, and available. Last question. Would you think that that wonderful, beautiful, creative source that is compassionate and pure love for you, the one you carry around, do you think that it works a little poorer than you do with your children? And you would say, no, it doesn't. The model of love and compassion and beauty, mother, is how you feel toward your newborn, and as they raise up in your arms, in your household, how you treat them, the compassion you feel, and the heart that pumps extra blood when you think about who they are and what they've been and where they've come from and that they're yours. You think God is less than that? I want you to look at a new paradigm, accessibility. Do those little children of yours have accessibility to their mom, to their dad? They're living in your house, you're raising them. Are they in the other room crying out to the ceiling for you because you never show up? Have they surrounded themselves with a belief that there is no mother? Mother never existed. Mother's not coming back. Mother is always there. Mother is holding them when they cry. Mother cares about their tears. Mother laughs with them when they laugh. This is God. Pure. Loving you every minute of your day. Waiting for you to dissolve that which doesn't belong. The old paradigm. The old fears. The old beliefs. That's who God is. Inside you. Accessible. Just like you were or are to your young children. God is not lesser than the love or the compassion of a human and a child. It's exponentially better. I invite you to stop looking for the door and go inside, drop into your heart, and realize that it's always been there. And the only thing you're going to have to do is deconstruct the walls you built that keep you from seeing it all. It's a great message. It's a great story. And it's absolutely 100% true today. And so it is.